It's 6:30 and this is Observer Radio News. I'm Radina Ventureva with Robin Danjou and Thomas Morrison. In today's weather, it's a clear but chilly 2 degrees outside our East York studios. Now here are the headlines. The victim of the Yorkdale shooting had ties to an Asian street gang. Blue Jays drop home opener against the Tribe and shake up in late night television. Now to our top story. It's been confirmed that Michael Nguyen, the victim of the fatal shooting at Yorkdale Mall on Saturday night, had ties to an Asian street gang called Assassins. Toronto police believe this was a gang-related incident, and as the Toronto Star reported, it was an execution-style killing, according to Detective Rob North. Asian Assassins is believed to be a violent street gang arising from the neighborhood of Alexandria Park, and both men were targeted during the shooting. On a national level, Post Media News reported that the government has to pay over $3 billion to public servants who are currently at work, who are retired, quit, were fired, or laid off. The amount is the result of an accumulated severance over 3 years. And Harper has announced his government is planning to get rid of about 20,000 federal jobs over the 3 years. And in international news, three men charged with the prolonged gang rape of an American tourist on a public transit minivan in Rio de Janeiro are now in custody. Brazilian authorities exposed the accused as Wallace Aparecio Souza Silva, Carlos Armando Costa de Santos, and Jonathan Fudakis de Souza to media Tuesday. The men are all in their early 20s and showed no remorse whatsoever. It was alleged the woman was with her boyfriend during the attack and they were on their way to a local nightclub. And that's the latest news. Now here's Robin Danjou with the sports.
Thanks, Radina, and hi, everyone. After almost 6 months of anticipation, the Blue Jays and Indians faced off last night for Toronto's home opener. I don't know if you guys heard, but some people felt a tremor after the Blue Jays lost 4-1 last night as everyone jumped off the bandwagon. Toronto Blue Jays' R.A. Dickey battled command issues all night, giving up 3 earned runs on 5 hits and 4 walks over 6 innings of work. Indian starter Justin Masterson can thank his defense for getting him out of a jam in the first and second innings. Shortstop Asdrubal Cabrera's home run gave him a 3-run cushion that ended up putting the Jays out of the game. Brandon Morrow will face off against Obaldo Jimenez tonight for all the fans that are still supporting the team. And in other news, another uneventful trade deadline came and went today in the NHL. After being tied to the likes of Canucks goaltender Roberto Luongo for much of the season, the Leafs settled for an unimpactful player in Ryan O'Byrne for a 4th-round draft pick. At least Leafs goalie James Reimer can breathe easy now that he knows that he won't be getting traded, at least this year. Optimus Rhyme was on the record saying that the deadline was giving him stress and not letting him focus entirely on the games at hand. The Maple Leafs are still in 7th place and are contending for a playoff berth. They get a day off today, but will face the Philadelphia Flyers tomorrow evening at 7. And on the court, Toronto fans faced another upset after the Raptors were mathematically eliminated from the playoffs. Longtime Raptor Jose Calderon and his Pistons beat up on the Raptors 108-98, putting the nail in the coffin for a hopeful playoff berth. It's now 5 years since the Raptors last made it to the playoffs. Even then, it was a weak year for the league as the club barely squeezed in with a .500 record. Raptors fans have been a patient bunch, attending games throughout the roller coaster season. From knocking on the doors to make it into the 8th spot or getting eliminated, fans have always supported the team. Today's game against the Washington Wizards will show if the fans are still faithful or have given up on watching the club. Tip-off is at 7 o'clock, and that's all from the world of sports. Stay with us after the break when Thomas will have all the buzz on entertainment.
Our bodies are made mostly out of water. When dehydration hits, reach for Dasani. Cool, clear, crisp, Dasani. Hydrate yourself today.
Welcome back. We begin with breaking news. Co-founder of the Muppets, Jane Henson, has died after a battle with cancer. She was 78. In other entertainment news, music legends The Rolling Stones are coming back to Toronto as part of a new tour. The 50 and Counting tour will visit U.S. cities such as Los Angeles and Chicago, as well as London's Hyde Park. Toronto will be the only Canadian stop on the tour. The Rockers famously headlined Toronto's SARS-Stock concert in 2003 after the end of a deadly outbreak as a way to help the city's tourism. The tickets for the Toronto show will go on sale April 8th, and the show at the Air Canada Centre is May 25th. After much speculation, it has now been confirmed that Jimmy Fallon will take over NBC's Tonight Show in the spring of 2014 following the network's Olympic coverage. Fallon will replace longtime host Jay Leno in hopes the younger Fallon will attract a more youthful demographic. Plans for Fallon's current television time slot are still being worked out. That's all for entertainment. Now back to Radina for the wrap.
Thanks, Thomas. That's the news for now. You can find more news at torontoobserver.ca. On behalf of all of us here at Observer Radio News, thank you for listening and have a great evening.